Our guest at the cafe this morning is Professor of Economics, also Interim Dean of the College of Business at A&M Commerce, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, of course, now we have this this health care reform thing is, for better or worse, is behind us and off the table for the time being. And so the talk is turning to tax reform. And we are hearing more and more, Dale, about something called the import tax. And I have to confess that I have that confused with the border tax that we were talking about a few weeks ago, and that would have had to do with Mexico. So help me sort that out a little bit.
Yeah, generally when one talks about an import tax, are really simply a tariff there. What we're talking about is simply a tax rate applied to goods coming into the U.S., period.
And that would be on goods coming in from any country anywhere.
Right.
So
right.
Not just Mexico.
That's right. Now, it is possible, of course, to have unilateral agreements like that to where that you are taxing only from one country. But with an import tax, it is strictly what we're bringing into this country from outside. Now, the other thing which is being discussed, the border adjustment tax, is a pretty different animal, quite a bit more complicated, and it does not affect everything coming in, but still is a tax really on consumers.
For whatever reason, we're not hearing as much about something specific to Mexico as we were a couple of months ago.
That's right. And I think part of it is to have the tax cuts that being talked about. There's a thing, if we're going to make it deficit neutral,
right,
with the language there, then you've got to come up with some extra revenue.
Okay, so the idea there, I was going to get to that. If the reason that we're hearing this talk about an import tax and so on, the other variations on that, is if you're going to have tax reform, you're going to lower the corporate tax rate,
right,
then you're trying to offset, presumably, what tax revenue you lose by lowering the corporate tax rate.
That's right. So that you don't have to say, all right, we cut taxes and now we have this huge and growing deficit.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dale Funderburk. Dale is an economics professor and interim dean of the College of Business at A&M Commerce. Now, that sort of suggests, and it's a little bit surprising coming from, because a lot of the talk about the import tax is coming from Republicans, that sort of suggests they're not so much on the supply side anymore, that they think that lower taxes will result in greater economic activity and therefore will actually result in more tax revenue.
Yes, part of the group. I think you're going to see much the same kind of split on this issue that you did on the health care thing, that not all Republicans are on board with this. And
yeah,
those who are, I'll say, your traditional conservatives who are interested in growth there, they do not support this border adjustment tax.
Mm-hmm. But others are concerned about it. They're more concerned about deficits and so on, and they think that it's necessary.
Yeah. One of the things,
you don't like this any way you cut it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're going to try to stimulate the economy with a tax cut, you are going to have to just face the reality that if you cut tax rates, the effect that it's going to have on growth is not going to take place in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are going to have a period almost inevitably in which tax revenues will be down. You have to grow your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's kind of missing the point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What effect would this have on taxes in particular, the import tax?
Okay, what would really happen is that retailers are going to be clobbered by that. Take someone such as Walmart. Much of what they bring in, the goods are produced overseas, the mm-hmm. labor is overseas. So all of those expenses that they have and cost of goods sold, they couldn't deduct that in figuring their taxes. So it would mean that they'd pay taxes on a much, much larger base. Retailers and the employment-wise, you're talking about 20% of our workers in there, and you really hit retailers.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be hearing a lot about it over the next few weeks, aren't we?
I would say that's going to be a major battle, whether that when Republicans try to put together that reform package, if it includes a border adjustment or some kind of import tax.
Yeah, and here you have the Republicans fighting among themselves over this.
Absolutely.
Well, we live in interesting times, don't we, Dave?
Do we ever.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. And, we've been talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, who is an economics professor and interim dean of the College of Business. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.